This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Last year, 2021, was one of the 7 warmest years on record, despite the cooling effect of La Niña phenomenon, the UN Weather Agency has confirmed. The announcement from the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, was reached after crunching data from 6 leading international data sets. Last year was also the 7th consecutive year when the global temperature was more than 1 degree Celsius above pre-industrial levels, WMO said, meaning that the planet is edging closer to the limit laid out under the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. Global warming and other long-term climate change trends are expected to continue because there are record levels of heat-trapping greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, the agency said. Since the 1980s, each decade has been warmer than the previous one, said WMO, and this is expected to continue. More than 500,000 people have lost or been pushed out of their jobs in Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover, the UN International Labour Organization, ILO, has found. In a warning about huge losses in jobs and working hours since the de facto authorities took control last August, the ILO said on Wednesday that women workers have been hit especially hard. By the middle of this year, job losses could even reach 900,000 as a result of the economic crisis in Afghanistan, the UN agency said, and restrictions on women's participation in the workplace. Women's formal employment levels are already extremely low by global standards, but ILO said that they are estimated to have decreased by 16% in the third quarter of 2021, and they could fall by up to 28% by mid-2022. To Tonga, where it's been reported that the runway at the island nation's international airport is now clear of volcanic ash and could be operational by Thursday. 3 people have been confirmed dead after an undersea volcano erupted off the Tongan coastline on Saturday, creating a tsunami with 1-metre-high waves that crashed into communities. An update from UN Aid Coordination Office OCHA said that information from outlying areas is slowly coming in. It is now clear that the sparsely inhabited islands of Mango, Fonuifua and Namuka bore the brunt of the impact, but OCHA said that evacuations are underway. In its latest emergency update, the UN Relief Office also confirmed that water supplies have been seriously contaminated by volcanic ash, but that the authorities were working to assist those in need. Some 84,000 people have been affected out of a total Tongan population of 100,000. Daniel Johnson, UN News.